Well, good morning. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw, and happy Thursday from Carlsbad, California. I head home today, which is great. Oh, happy day. So heading home today, I'll be home in time tomorrow for Halloween, which, as a reminder, if you're going to be with us tomorrow, we do have the costume contest, Pat Moyer. Costume contest tomorrow for the Halloween. There are no prizes, but it is a contest. So we'll see who wins. No prizes. It'll be a great time. I've got mine ready to go. So I'm hoping that today is the day that air traffic control does not call in sick. I'm waiting for them to do it. I think that's the path to fix this whole mess, but let's not do it today. Tomorrow, better day to do it. I'm looking forward to getting home and seeing my family and getting after it. But I had so much fun in California, Southern California, in Inland Empire region. Saw Brent and Alice yesterday. Saw Cheryl, she came in from Vegas for hers because she missed her ALC clinic, did hers here. And then we talked about the call. If there's anyone from the regions where I hung out with yesterday, put it in the chat. I want to know that you got up at 4:30 to be here. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate all of you for being here. Here's what's fun. We've got a lot coming up. Today, we're going to have a little bit of fun because yesterday we got real serious about how bad you are at pricing. And so today I'm going to give you a little bit of a break. Then tomorrow, we're going to get real serious tomorrow and every day next week. Did you see the, I don't know what came over me. Sometimes I have a moment where I feel as if I have to speak a truth to you. And I just, sometimes I feel it's really important that I speak a truth to you. And so I got my thumbs ready and I was a keyboard warrior yesterday. Some of you are real good at that, keyboard warriors, except I attached my name to it. And I said, your unwillingness to master the basics is what's holding you back, not the market. Your unwillingness to master the basics is what's holding you back, not the market. Well, and Denise even put, dear Denise, she was talking to herself right there. I see it right there. But you know what I appreciate? I appreciate when people ask questions. I got a lot of that's right, and you're on, and I agree, and mic drop. But Ashley Bearden said, well, James, what are the basics? What are they? You're telling us the basics. Our unwillingness to master the basics are what are holding us back. Well, what are the basics? Well, I'm going to tell you tomorrow what I believe are the five basics. Now, they're probably not the five that you're used to. These are my five basics. I'm going to preview them tomorrow, and then every day next week, one at a time. We're just going to go right down the list so you can come up with your basics. Would that be all right with you if we did that? So that'll be tomorrow, and then next week, we're going to work on the basics. But today we're going to have a little bit of fun because we do two mastermind calls in one every single time. We have the front end of the call where we mastermind around something, usually something you've brought up in the Facebook group, and this is something you've indirectly brought up. And then at the top of the hour, in about 20 minutes or so, we will cover something that is on my mind. What we're going to cover at the top of the hour, yesterday we talked a lot about price and how you got to get it right and all that kind of stuff, but we do know that you also can get really creative in your marketing. You want to get eyeballs on it too. The price is what gets people in the door, but you want to get eyeballs on it. So I want to hear at the top of the hour, what are the creative, fun ways that you've marketed some listings so we can get some fun ideas? Would you like that? Put it in the chat. Would you like that? Yes or no? Even if you say no, we're going to do it anyway, just as an FYI. But on the front end today, something that comes up all the time inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group is, what should I do for this event? What kind of event would I do here? What kind of event would I do here? And I know a lot of you are part of Early Birds, which is great, and you guys do stuff on this all the time, but we don't always do it over here in Pivot, and sometimes we might have some people on this call that aren't on Early Birds, and so I want to make sure that we have a chance to do it. So I want you to think about, if you had to squeeze in a Q4 event quickly and one that wasn't expensive, you wanted to squeeze something in, a little event. Oh, you did December events today, Jennifer, that's so cute. Well, we're going to do a little bit different take. And we're going to, if you had to squeeze in a last minute event in Q4 to connect with your database, it's inexpensive and easy. Inexpensive and easy. And you had to squeeze it in. What would you do? That's what I want to know. What would you do? We're going to get as many ideas in as possible. Inexpensive and easy, Authorine. Good morning.
Good morning, love. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Okay, inexpensive and easy. And I don't know why I stopped doing this because I did it when the kids were in school and I was taking a hiatus from real estate. A cookie swap at the house. Come on.
A cookie swap. Now, how does a cookie swap work? Because I don't know that I want to swap any cookies. I got a bag of them right here from Alice and Brent. I'm not swapping these.
Okay, but you could bring some more. You could get more.
Tell me how it works.
So the way we did it, we actually baked the cookies. Moms would come over, kids would come over, and they would bake cookies. But I'm thinking a cookie swap is where you come with your own cookies already baked, and we lay them all out on the table, and people pick cookies and take them home. Have some hot cider, have some hot whatever, have a drink, and go.
All
That's
right,
pretty
sounds easy.
easy.
First of all, I love events you can host at the house like that. Get people in your house and hang out. Your house has to be nice, like Tennille's. If your house isn't nice, like Tennille's, you probably shouldn't pull it off. But Tennille's house is nice, and then you've got to, I love this. This is fun. Bring the cookies. So, whether you put the cookies out like a buffet, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna take two of those and one of
Yeah.
those, and is that how it
Yes.
works?
Yes.
All right,
And you know who has the best cookies, so you make sure you get there early so you can
Allison
get
White.
their cookies before it's all gone. I tell you who has the playbook on this, JJ Sanchez.
Okay.
And I hope he's on the call this
He
morning.
usually is. He's
Yeah.
usually here. JJ, you've done a cookie swap.
Every year.
I do have a cookie swap.
Well, what do we need to know about it?
Well, what we do, obviously, we take the same play with the invitations and the usual way to get
So
folks
you
to come.
give them a plate as part of the cookie swap.
No, not a plate. We run the plays
Oh, you run the
of.
play. I thought you said you'd give them a plate with an invitation. I'm like, this is fancy.
No, I sent
It's
them actually.
442. It's 442, just FYI.
That's okay. That's okay.
All
I
right.
send them a video invite, and then we follow the plays to get people to say yes. But ultimately, they do come, they bake their cookies, then we have them decorate it at the house.
Okay,
And we,
decorate them at your house.
yes, sir. Yes,
Oh,
sir.
yeah.
And we have a contest, which is best tasting cookie and the best looking cookie. And we offer prizes with that. We play a version of bingo, which is all, especially for the kids, the bingo has little things like candy corns and candy canes and things like that, so that it excites the kids. And we play about five rounds of that, offer prizes, and at the end we tie it in with the cookie exchange between the folks that are there, and anything that is left, we bring it over to the Russell Home for Atypical Children, and it's been quite successful.
I love that. That's really good. You know what would make it even better, JJ, just so we can talk about this a little bit more. You know what would make it even better, JJ?
What's that?
If along with their invitation, they got a plate. I think if you
Yes.
gave them a custom
Yes.
plate that went with the, oh boy, that would elevate that right
Yeah.
there.
And that
That
sounds
sounds
like
like
a
a cookie.
terrific plan.
Yes, there is a cookie plate at the $1.25
Oh,
store
there you go. There
that
you go.
you can get.
All
Yeah.
right, we spent enough time talking about the cookie swap, but this is really good. We're getting fun and easy and simple, creative ideas for events we can squeeze in before the end of the year.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm not a fan of wrapping gifts. So what I started doing is having a little get together at my house, and as a present to everyone else, we wrap gifts for them. So they'll come to my house. We invite them, we let them know the date, and we will wrap gifts for them. We have refreshments and sit around and just chit chat and have a great time. And everybody goes home and their gifts are all wrapped and they don't have to worry about it.
That's a great idea right there. That's a good idea. I'm having a cookie.
Now
Allison
you're
Brent.
making us hungry.
Well,
Thanks.
Allison Brent gave me cookies yesterday. It wasn't a swap. I swapped them from them. In exchange, I gave them the best ALC clinic they've ever attended. But I'm gonna have this cookie right here. If you were on yesterday, she asked what kind of chocolate chips I wanted. I said both. So she alternated. So this one was a white chocolate chip right here. Oh, this is gonna be good on a podcast. Julia, we can do an ASMR version.
You're more making me envious today.
Stop talking so I can do the crunching of the cookie for the podcast. Listen. Tennille?
Breakfast cookies are the best, right? So,
4:45, 4:45 a.m. Let's go.
yeah, wake it up. I'm gonna do a pickleball event. I haven't done one before, but we have some new pickleball courts that are free. You just have to show up. So, I'm inviting my database. And it's going out in the newsletter on Friday for November, and they're going to vote for day and time. But just a little pickleball action, and I'm just going to supply some drinks, water, Gatorade, and that's easy. You bring your paddle.
Physical therapy.
Yeah. And then I also do a favorite things party in December. That's you just three gifts. I've
Like
talked
Oprah.
about it last year, but
Yeah.
yeah, so those are some easy ones.
Like Oprah.
That's right.
Sunil, thank you.
Welcome.
Leah Jose,
Good
I'm having a cookie for
morning.
breakfast, but just in case you're keeping score, Leah, I'm going to go run as soon as the call's over.
I'm really proud of you, James.
Thank you. I'm so happy. Oh, I was the cookie on my screen.
Okay, that's enough of that. All right, so here's my idea. New Year's Eve, families, you don't have to do a big party. What you do is you find a time in the late afternoon, you invite all of the families over to your home, and you have a faux New Year's Eve ball countdown for the kids. So the kids come in jammies, you have YouTube or Netflix have the countdown for the next year. You get some foil blowers, you put balloons in trash bags on the ceiling so you can pull them down, the balloons fall, you get some sparkling cider. You do a cute little picture station with New Year's Eve props, but it's for families. It's super inexpensive and it's so fun. And people love, one, when you do things at your house, and two, when you think about things that their kids can participate in, it doesn't take long and it's fun.
I agree with all that. I think that's a really fun idea. I would do that. You know, and also for the record, did you know that basically for your entire life, the very last word you say every single year is one? And the very first word you say every year is happy. I just want you to remember that as your world goes on, that every year the last word you say is one, and the first year you say is happy. First
Well,
word.
and it has extra meaning for people like me and Nadine because that is our actual
It's your
birthday. So
birthday.
when
New
you
Year's Eve.
end
Yeah.
it and then start it, the
Yeah.
countdown is on. So it's
It is.
wild.
It is. Yeah. Happy birthday to you and Nadine Arminius on New Year's Eve. Your parents loved you. Josie, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. The easiest, well, one of the easiest that people love is the photos. So you could do like fall family photos, you could do holiday, you know, if it's like nice enough, as in not 30 degrees, you could do them outdoors, right? In a free park, for example, or do them at your market center. You don't need like super fancy backdrops, just a little bit of refreshments, right? And I would say if you have like a photographer friend, like somebody maybe who could use more exposure, see if they would like do it for free or do something where you could offer like one free digital photo for your clients, but then it gives them the chance to upsell, right, for people to buy like more packages if they want. That's what we do for our holiday party. So she gives us a really discounted rate, right, to be there for like 4 hours, because she's able to upsell so many of her packages. So I would definitely lean into people love, you know, family photos.
They do. It, the three P's of the fourth quarter are pumpkins, pies, and pictures, right? So those are the three P's of the fourth quarter, easy events to do. Josie, thank you. I'm going to skip ahead. Jamal Miller, I've not seen you raise your hand before, and you're in my hometown of Indianapolis, where the first place Indianapolis Colts reside and the last place Indiana Pacers reside. Jamal, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. First time share. Welcome. Good morning from Indianapolis. I had to jump on and share this morning because if you have the capacity, and excuse me, I'm on my SoulCycle bike, host a bonfire. I hosted two bonfires. I'm on about a third of an acre close to downtown Indy.
Interesting.
And just reconnecting, getting my affiliates to cover some raffle prizes, that turned into four transactions. And I've got one next weekend in the December fire. It's always ugly sweater themed, which is
That's
fun.
Jamal, I like it. That's a fun thing. I'm surprised they let you do that in Marion County, to be honest with you. That's where I grew up. I'm surprised they allow you to have a bonfire in Marion County.
Oh yeah, nothing too crazy. The most I've had is about 30 people on the property in a nice big
Okay, all
circle.
right. Jamal, I do have an important question for you as you're on your soul cycle.
Yeah.
Do you have electricity in Indianapolis?
Currently, yes.
Okay, because we can't see you. But you're out there we go. Okay, there's some light. All
I've
right,
got
have fun.
track lights in my basement, so it's
That's
real
so
cool.
fun. Have fun on it. Thank you for raising your hand and sharing, and go Colts is good stuff. Thank you,
All
Jamal.
right.
Nice to meet you. Dan, good morning. You're next. We're talking about what is an easy Q4 event that's inexpensive that you could squeeze in this year.
I'm squeezing in my first blessing baskets
Good.
for Thanksgiving with a local food bank. And actually, it starts this Saturday through November 14th because they need to have the food by November 20th to get everything out in time for Thanksgiving. And also, I work part-time at Starbucks in the evening, and the new manager says, do you guys do community events around here? I said, yeah, I'm partnering with a food bank. Can I do something here at the Starbucks location to start collecting food? And she says, yeah, just give me a flyer and we'll see what we can do with you.
I love that. That's good. I'm gonna put the link for the Blessing Baskets playbook in the chat for those of you that are interested.
Yeah, thanks for that playbook, because that's what got this off the ground.
Well, you're welcome. It's really Ellie's playbook, and it's blessingbaskets.jamesdshaw.com is where you can download all of it. It's really good stuff. Dan, thank you. Allison Brent, good morning.
Good morning.
You having a cookie too?
And he's having a cookie too.
Brent, I'm so proud of you. It's just what you do in California. You just have cookies whenever you want them.
I'm sorry. These are the oatmeal cran raisin white chocolate chip ones.
That was not in my basket. Can you swing down here to the hotel before I leave in an hour and a half to go to the airport?
I can run down there and do that.
All right, Alice, what's your
opinion? We rented last minute. Me and three other KW associates rented this small theater in the round. The tickets are only, they're normally like 15, 20 bucks a ticket, but when you rent the whole theater, it's $3.85 a ticket. And we split it up. I have the most tickets here. I may rent the whole theater at one point, but we're all getting together. We're going to see the Addams Family a week from today. It's a little community theater. We have little snacks on the patio. It's very inexpensive, especially when you go in with other agents. And I'm excited to see how, fun that's going to be.
Is it the movie version or the musical version? Like the play or the movie? Which one are
you
doing?
Oh, the musical version. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's a play. It's a little community theater.
Yeah, the musical's fun. Addams Family musical is really fun. And I think anytime you can do something like that, a movie, a show, a play of some kind, bring people together is a really good event. Allison Brent, thank you. Yeah. Y'all have some opportunity with Wicked for Good. I think you could think about it. That'd be a good client event if you want to do a Wicked for Good, or maybe do a private screening of the first Wicked movie before the Wicked for Good comes out. There's lots of different things, or a musical like that. I love it. Allison Brent, thank you. Good share. Mm-hmm. Afghar Wallace, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to share. So my thing is that I've done this before, since we have all these races and football season, because I am a diehard Cincinnati Bengals fan. Hand warmers are good to pass out with your business card attached.
It's really smart. Hand warmers and then bubble wrap for Joe Burrow. You need some bubble wrap around Joe Burrow and then hand warmers. That's really good idea, Africa, because you play outside in Cincinnati.
Yes, we do. And right now it is pouring down raining, so I'm quite sure we play the Bears on Sunday. It's going to be like 40 degrees or probably colder.
May the odds be ever in your favor, Africa. Thank you so much. Cindy, you're next. Good morning.
Go Bears, first of all. Good morning, everybody. So Sunday, it had invited my entire street, so about 34 homes. I organized the cookout, but it rained, so I said, y'all just come to my house. I didn't have to pay anything. Everybody brought food. I had actually had a fall fest the day before for my clients. It was completely paid for by my vendor sponsors, so I had leftovers, so I brought that. Everybody was there at 5 and out of there by 6:45, less than 2 hours. It was fantastic.
I love that. That's really good. We're going to get a couple more in before we get on the gram. Amy, good morning in the ATL.
Hey, so this is really easy. I did it last year and it cost me almost nothing. Before Thanksgiving, I did a knife sharpening on my front porch. The knife sharpener guy, he came and everyone paid for their own knives, scissors, garden tools, whatever. And I gave refreshments. People loved it. And everyone needs their knives sharpened once a year.
They do. In fact, we should send out a postcard about that. Don't send out the postcard to fall back. Send out the postcard to it's time to sharpen your knives and then come to my house to sharpen them. Amy, that's genius. You're so smart. Amy, you should share more. I think I've told you that, but I think you should share more often.
Will do.
All right. Kimberly Mitchell, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for letting me share. I think a soup soiree would be a really great idea. I actually do a soup soiree with my girlfriends once a year. And I said, well, why don't you just, you can invite another friend or a spouse or somebody to come up, because there's a lot of soup left over. We usually wind up taking a bunch home. So if they just bring a full thing of soup soirée, then you can maybe just get the whole neighborhood and just, like you said, invite people to your home and then just kind of make those connections. That's the soup soirée is delicious.
Is it? What kind of soup do you make?
Oh, well, last year I made a chili. This year I am going to make a lasagna type soup.
I'm sorry, a lasagna soup?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Gainesville, Florida. Come on over.
Oh, yeah. I can't get off at that exit, but the I would only pass it on the way to Tallahassee. Listen, have fun at your soup soiree. This is great. I am curious about a lasagna soup. I may send Julia Saad up there to check this out.
I'll let you know when we'll have it.
Kimberly, you're the best. I appreciate it. You should share more. This is really good. Hey, I'm jumping up because Shanna Osborne doesn't have her hand up that often. I'm going to go to Shanna Osborne.
Good morning, Shauna. How's everyone?
Shauna, sorry, Shauna. Go ahead, friend.
It's okay. So every year I do a vision board party. I usually do it in the top of January, but it would be great. Some agents in my office do it in December. It's a basically I just supply like scissors, glue, cutouts usually of houses, the year, the upcoming year, and poster boards. And people can bring, if they want a different type of board, they can bring that. And it's a good way to see all the people putting homes on their vision board for 2026. It lets you see people who are raising their hand that they want to buy a house in 2026.
Smart. Did you know that we have a Wednesday webinar on vision boards? I just put the link in the chat. We did a Wednesday webinar on vision boards with Authorine. A couple of years ago, Authorine, we did that. So I think it's a good idea too. And there are other ideas we didn't get to. So if I didn't call on you, put your idea in the chat. It's all really good stuff. A little fun today to start, to just talk about, hey, what's a last minute event, inexpensive and fun, that you could squeeze in before the end of the year so we can just stay in touch with our people and our database. Good morning. It is 4:58 Pacific, which means it is 7:58 Eastern. And it's your friend, James Shaw. We are back and better than ever inside a Pivot Shift Ahead this morning. Thank you to those of you who are joining us now on Facebook and on YouTube. And thank you to everybody else who's been here listening on the Zoom all day. We had a fun pre-show. So if you're watching the recording on Facebook or YouTube, you missed the pre-show. We did easy and simple Q4 events that you could implement pretty inexpensive. If you're looking to get something in, go find the podcast version, wherever you find your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, wherever, and you can listen to all that. Now, on this part of the call today, we're gonna mix it up and have a little bit of fun too. Yesterday, we talked a lot about price. You said that's still a challenge you're having in today's market. We talked a lot about price. And I also, though, realize that price isn't everything, right? Sure, that price is what's going to get feet in and contracts written. But we want eyeballs on the house, too. And fun and creative and purposeful marketing is what gets eyeballs on the house. So we're going to do that now, get some ideas around that, and have a great call today. But before we do that, we have four something goods. We're going to get all four in, but you have to go quick, 15 seconds or less. Cheryl, Diane, Ira, and Nick. Cheryl, you're up first.
Good morning, James. My something good is I got to see you yesterday and be inspired by you and see Alice and Brent. And holy moly, thank you, Alice and Brent, for the cookies and the candied pecans. And just being able to, like I said, be inspired by you, James. You're so brilliant. And it was an awesome, awesome day. So thank you very, very much.
Oh, it was my pleasure. We had so much fun. It was a good time doing the ALC clinic, and it was great to have you come on over for it. I'm glad you made it back home, too. She drove all the way back home yesterday after the ALC clinic. Be well, Cheryl. Thank you so much. Diane, you're next. Good morning.
Thank you so much for doing what you did with this morning. I wasn't expecting that with the different events. So I'm going to do a sweater thing in December, an ugly sweater contest. But my something good is last year I got the opportunity to go on a mission trip. And I found out this weekend that our church is doing the same mission trip again. So I am thrilled beyond belief to be able to go back to Hope House in Dominican Republic and be with the girls and help them. And I'm just so thrilled to be able to go again.
I love that. I love you're able to do it. Thanks for sharing that with us too. Ira, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. My something good is that my work wife, Tracy Brown, is now on these calls. And she has been coming into the office, and we are both smiling and dialing.
Get it done.
Getting it done.
Get it done to both of you. Good stuff. Nick, you get the last one. Good morning.
Good morning. My something good is that yesterday I signed my most expensive listing to date, and it was thanks to a referral from this group. $2 million.
This is why you got to come to the events, Nick. This is why I chase Nick and say, get your registration for the events, because you got to build those relationships. Nick, I'm so proud of you. Well done getting it done in Miami, the 305. All right, let's get after it this morning. A couple of things to update you on real quick. Yesterday's Wednesday webinar. Were you on that? Yesterday's Wednesday webinar, we do them every Wednesday. I have found that that's the best day for a Wednesday webinar. Was questions to ask yourself as you reflect on 2025 and prepare for 2026. What worked? What didn't? What's next? And so if you missed it, you can find it on the podcast platforms. You can find it on the YouTube channel. You can find it on the website. You can find it in the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. It's everywhere. It's a little over 20 minutes. It's a good one to listen to. You don't have to sit and watch it. You can listen to it as you're out and about. And I just posed some questions to you to reflect about 2025 as you prepare for 2026. Inspire members, go in the portal and we put together a worksheet for you so that you can write down some reflection thoughts as you prepare. Because I don't think that we can plan until we review. You'll hear a lot about that. If you're coming to Advance, John Acuff's going to talk about that a little bit. In order to plan, you first have to review. And so I want you to go back and ask these questions about the year. Again, if you missed it, you go to jamesdshaw.com and you can click Agent Interviews. You can go to the YouTube channel or you can go to the podcast platforms. Go listen to it. I think it'll help you. Now, tomorrow is an exciting day because we're having our annual costume contest. Yes, it is Halloween tomorrow, our annual costume contest. Put in the chat if you're wearing a costume. There are no prizes, but there will be winners. So I hope to see you on our costume contest tomorrow. You got to be on the Zoom for that one. The costume contest didn't play as well on the podcast, y'all. So you got to be on the Zoom if you want to do that. Also next week, we're getting back to the basics. See, I posed into Pivot yesterday. I said that it's your unwillingness to master the basics that's holding you back, not the market. Your unwillingness to master the basics. Well, Ashley Bearden said, James, what are the basics? So I've documented five basics. I'm going to give you the list of the basics tomorrow at 8 o'clock Eastern. And then we're going to go step by step on each basic next week. So I hope you'll join me for that. But today, let's have some fun and let's talk about marketing your listings because, you know, we know price matters. Price is what gets feet in and contracts written. But your marketing is what gets eyeballs on it. And I want you to have as many eyes looking at your listing as possible. And so maybe you're doing fun videos or different, different fun things and creative things to market the listings. And this is our chance for you to brag about what you're doing and get some ideas so we can learn the play and run the play. So Nicole, you start us off. You're getting fun. Nicole, are you having your best year ever?
Yes, I am, James. Thank you.
What do you attribute that to?
Oh God. I have like 1,000 things. It's not one thing. A big part of it is my amazing coach, Leah McCann, who I literally worship. Like she's just amazing. But there's been a lot of different things. It's been time, probably my lack of patience and grinding and grit and all those things. But anyway, I want to tell you what I'm doing.
Tell us about this marketing because you're creative. You come from a marketing background. So you're creative in this stuff. Teach us.
I do. Well, this is actually a little bit of luck too. So as many of you know, I have a 19-year-old autistic daughter and she does not like to do anything that I ask her to do. And
your
I realized this
with her are great, FYI.
Thank you. Well, this is what I'm here to talk about. So Claire, I randomly named her the reluctant assistant at one point, and it has really stuck. And I do different kinds of videos. A lot of them are like house tours with her, and she's just hilarious. She actually the other day asked to do a house tour, which was very strange. Usually she's like, ugh. But anyway, she gets the highest engagement of everyone. Everyone loves her. They're asking for videos with her. I had a seller ask, can the reluctant assistant do a video at my house? So it's just something little in your life that people get to see. And Claire is out there doing her best. And, you know, her incentives are food. And she thinks houses are $5. So she's really a love.
She is so sweet. The videos with her are so great. It's fun to see her shine in those. And I'm sure you've got to enjoy it as a mom, too.
Yeah, I absolutely do. I absolutely do. And it's, you know, when she's reluctant, it makes people laugh. And that's, you know, she is who she is.
Liam McCann put in the chat, stay true to you. I mean, is that your advice to be authentic? And the way that you get creative is staying true to who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really this past year, just honing in on the things that put a smile on my face versus doing things that I don't like to do has has really just been a game changer for me. And I just love that mentality of just make yourself happy and then that's it.
Really good. Julia Sod and I were just talking about that. She created a video that I posted yesterday of just me being me. And you all love that stuff. And I need more of that. Like the stuff we post should be authentic to who we are and fun at the same time. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you. Okay,
Jessica, bye, guys. I know you've got some good ideas. We're talking today. I'm surprised, by the way, there aren't 800 hands up. Y'all need to get your hands up. Otherwise, it's going to be a short call. But Jessica, I know you've got some good ideas about getting creative in the marketing and the agents that you support and getting eyeballs on those listings.
So I am not creative by nature. I am a left brain engineer spreadsheet person. So I have a system that I then pair with Tulio because Tulio is creative. Mm-hmm. But I stole a page out of Rocky Mountain Summit. One of the people that were there in R&D did it. They build a buyer persona. So when they're at the listing, who is going to be the likely ideal buyer? And they've developed their system so much that they can get it within exactly kind of that thing. And so I went straight to chat, developed a prompt, and it's like, here's the MLS listing, here's the amenities, here's what's around, here's what people in this area do, tell me who's going to buy this house. And then I take that entire buyer persona and I'm like, okay, now take Tulio's persona if he's the listing agent, or take Chad's persona because our team members are all vastly different in how they approach life. And it was like, and design me a marketing plan that leads into who they are and what they do and what they'll film and what they'll say. And then we break it out into, is the buyer local? Is the buyer relocating from somewhere else, or is the buyer an investor? And then we really do cool. That marketing plan. And I basically throw some scripts at Tulio and say, what do you want to record? What do you want to call? What do you want to say? And then he brings the creativity, but I was very intentional about who we're talking to.
All right. So you are figuring out who the likely buyer is for this, the avatar for this particular property, and you're kind of organizing it, but then turning it over to Tulio, who then records a video that basically speaks to that person. Did I get that right? That's really good, Jessica. Thank you. That's smart. See, that's how you put systems and creativity on top of each other. It's very smart. Janet, you're next. Good morning.
Wow, Jessica, you're so amazing. Well, here in sunny Daytona Beach area, we have water. And when I have a property that is on a canal, I have paddleboarded in front of the property. I have jumped in pools. You know, you have a concrete block pool home. That's the kind of video that the sellers are going to share on their socials. So I think if you can find something like that, that they think is quirky, or the time I sang a song about getting warm in the South and it was December and we had a great view, the sellers shared it on their social media and it gave them something fun to do.
That's good. I like that too. Janet, more singing in your videos. Jessica Starr, good morning.
Good morning. I actually had something else to say, but with what Jess said, I'm like, that is such a brilliant idea, using ChatGPT to plug that in there and create a profile on the buyer, then building your videos around it. Like literally they can give you all the prompts and what you need to say. They could give you an idea on how to set up your video, who to target in the video, the hashtags, the music to use, all the things. It's like a no-brainer. I'm obviously studying AI at a pretty high level. So this is like so, so brilliant. Marketing should be fun. Like people want to work with people that are fun and they want to just have a feeling around it. So I think the other thing is stop being so stuffy with it. It's creating a lifestyle and curating an experience. That's really the most important thing when you're doing the marketing. So when you're doing the videos, like anybody can hold a piece of paper. Any real estate agent can have the listing printed out and go, it's a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath colonial in Simsbury, Connecticut, right? They can read that. But when I do the coming soon videos, I'm like, guys, I would love this house because when I'm cooking dinner in the kitchen, my kids can be doing homework at the table. Somebody else can be watching the World Series play, you know, and doing all the things because of this floor plan. And I can watch somebody else in the backyard throwing a football simultaneously while getting everything done all at once in our chaotic house with 4 kids. You're painting the picture of who's living in the property. So you have to come at it from that perspective. And maybe you don't know who the buyer is, but you might know how your family operates. So sometimes when I'm doing a video, if I can't think of who the buyer is, I speak from my perspective on if I lived in this house, here's how I would use it with my family of 4. And if it's a larger home, it's one of those things like Think about how you'd use it personally and why you love the house personally. You can speak from that perspective, right? You're not targeting certain people, but from your own perspective, here's how it goes. So do the videos that way. You do the marketing, you do the door knockers, you do the door hangers, all the flyers, all those things. We do all of that. Like, but just get creative with it, because people want to work with people they know, like, love and trust. And Nicole's stuff with her daughter is so genuine and authentic, and people feel like that's endearing, and that's why they want to work with her.
Jess, I love all that. It reminds me of like a cooking show. You know how you watch
the Yes!
And they always are telling you some story about something they've done while they're in, like, it just reminds me of that. And I think it's really
relatable
way to do it. Yeah. Jessica, thank you so much. What's that lady's name who's always drinking and her husband's out and back in the garden?
Ina Garten, my favorite person. I love Ina Garten. She's my human. I literally went, I'm such a nerd. I went to her book tour. I love her so much.
Yeah. Hey, I met Giada. Terry makes fun of me from when I met Giada. She says I was clammy. but Giada signed my book and put James XO Giada. So someday, if Terry gets mad at me, I just remind her, Giada gave me hugs and kisses. So
I have options.
I have options. Jolie, you're next. Good morning.
Oh my God. First of all, listen to everything that both Jessica said. That Jessica Pulling, that was incredible. My tagline is actually helping homes find owners. And because I say I work backwards to find the buyer, I never thought about using AI to do that for me. So I love that.
That's a little call, Jolie. That's the purpose of this call. Good ideas.
I know. So good. But a little gimmicky, but something we did during the recession. You know how back in the olden days when you'd open a new bank account, they give you a free toaster? Uh-huh. So we put that rider on the signs, free toaster with purchase, and it got phone calls. So just a little gimmicky, but then we did like free pizza party, free taco party, whatever, just kind of to get the phone calls in. And then something else that we did that on the sign, we would do a custom sign per listing. So if it was on the water, or if there was an incredible backyard or whatever the feature was, we'd put that picture on the actual sign. We had a local sign company that would just make vinyl stickers for us, so that way we could reuse the same metal sign and just put the sticker over top.
Free tacos. That's what I want on my sign. Thank you, Jolie. Rico, good morning.
Good morning. It's thankful Thursday. We're going to have a big day today. So look, so check me out. So I actually love what that lady with the first started off was saying with ChatGPT. So I do a similar to that, but I pretty much ask ChatGPT, what are buyers searching nowadays and what are the hot topics? And then when they search that, I just make that as my caption. So like, for example, what's the reason not to move to Colombia or something like that where I am? And it makes more people click on it. Pictures are good. Virtual tours are good. But when you're in person and you just be authentic, I get the most hits on those videos. And about 90% of the time, I actually find buyers for my own listing. So that's what works for me. I just utilize ChatGPT. And then the videographer that I use to take pictures makes the videos and he makes them fun. If you don't want to spend that much money, you can make a regular video and upload it to Fiverr, and there's a guy from India or wherever they usually are. They will make them for you and just ask them to make a thumbprint with it, and you will get a lot more hits like that also. That's a cheaper way to do it. It's only about 10, 15 bucks hiring a video.
Tell me about what goes in. Give me an example of what's in a video.
So videos are pretty, okay, so like I have a condo that's, you know, we don't have condos a lot here in Colombia. We in the country, so... I have a condo that's on the lake that has three lakes. So the way that I started off the video was just fishing in the pond. And then I thought of fish hook away and say, if you enjoy fishing or kayaking, this is the spot for you. And then I go inside the property and then I show them what the property shows and what they have. So I show a fun feature about the house or something that I choose that's fun. I have another house that's in the country. And it has a fire pit in the back where you can sit and do marshmallows. So I turned the fire pit on, let the fire and sit there. And I started rubbing my hands like it's cold outside. And then that's how I started off. Then I go inside the property. So it's just something to catch their attention and give them a hook to get to look at the video. Because remember, people's attention short span is low. So the video has to be under a minute if you want the most amount of hits. And that's what worked for me. When they're under a minute max, I usually do is 3 minutes. That's the max. But those videos go to YouTube.
That's great. You can have your photographer edit them, or you found a guy on Fiverr that'll do it too. It's a good resource. Thank you, Rico. Appreciate it. Eric, did you see Eric in the chat? He said, buy this house, get a year of free pizza. Eric, it cost you $500 to give him a year of free pizza?
Yeah, if you figured out $10 a week, it's about $500. And I mean, you pay more than that for home warranties. But I even have a rider on my sign, free pizza for a year if you buy this house.
That is so fun. It's so fun. We're just having fun this morning is what we're doing. Eric, thank you so much. Janine Garcia, good morning to you, Janine.
Yeah, so I do the videos. But first, I start with a remark. And I asked ChatGPT about not just the lifestyle, but how the SEO. And it's very important for me to use the words that will help us get all the eyes possible when we put the listing. And the videos are about the area. So it's the school. I go to Lake Braddock High School. Then I go to the VRE, which is the train station. Then the restaurant. Then just the sign on the corner of the house, Kings Park and Yorkshire. And then I don't do much anymore about the house, because I'll just go like this. And I say the house is right there, you know, the link, click the link. But I do the lifestyle and the area, all the things that they can get. And I talk about, now I found out that it's more important to talk about the county than just either subdivision or the city, the county, because people are looking for, in Fairfax County in particular, when they are doing their searches, buyers are looking for that. And I check all, and I use the words that ChatGPT is giving you on the lifestyle. So if I say pet lovers, I mean, I don't have any pets, but I say pet lovers because pet lovers will be looking for that. Schools, Fairfax County. And so I just purposely use the words in my videos that ChatGPT has given me that will have high ranking SEO.
I love it. That's good stuff. This has been really good. All right, Deb, I called on you and then I got Janine in, but I'm going to get you in and then we got to kick it. So Deb, give us your marketing idea real quick.
Hey, no problem. I put in the chat there saying, just have fun with it. I had a unique house, which had a koi pond in the front. And I said, hey, come look at these friends. These are your neighbors. And hey, you got to check out the what's inside. And then I go up to the gym and I'd be struggling on there. And I was like, oh my gosh, you got to work out. So you just have fun with all the unique items of that house and what the person will like in that house, if it's unique. And then I didn't put in the chat the fact that I did on my other listing, I interviewed the seller. What did you like about this house when you bought it? And she really wanted to share about all the different things that she ended up enjoying and what attracted her to the house. And she goes, I hope you like some of the things that I liked when I bought my house. And so those are the 2 points I wanted to say. Thanks for
that's all good stuff. All good stuff and great stuff in the chat too. Good news is the chat gets uploaded every day inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group if you want some more ideas. But we just wanted some fun this morning. You know, these creative ways to market your listings is what brings more leads to you. As Nicole started things off at the top, she has people picking her to list the house because of what she's doing. And then you're getting buyer leads from it too. The whole point is to create more leads. Now tomorrow, remember, we're back and better than ever. We have our annual Halloween costume contest. No prizes, just pride. And then next week, it's our 5 basics. I'm going to give you all 5 basics tomorrow, and then we'll go each one day next week and talk about the basics, because that's ultimately what determines whether or not you win or lose. Thanks for being here today. I love you. I'm heading home shortly. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Bye, everybody.